You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. For the first time in 15 years, visitors to the historic train exhibit at the New York State Fair will be able to tour an almost fully restored 1910 caboose that had its start here in central New York. First Vice President of the CNY chapter of the New York Railway Society, Philip Edwards, shares the caboose's 119-year journey.
This caboose was originally on the New York Central Railroad. It was built in Oswego, New York, and it traveled the New York Central system from, we'll say, New York City all the way out to Cleveland, Ohio, St. Louis. It was basically home on the road for the railroad employees. It was brought over here in the mid-80s, and it's been open for the public for years and years to tour, but unfortunately, because of the ravages of time and weather, we were forced to close it from the fair public. This is the first year we've been able to actually let people back inside and check out what a real caboose is like. We've almost finished with a complete restoration of it from the ground up. It was in bad need of restoration. This was nearly a $45,000 to $50,000 restoration. There's only a handful of these known left in existence. There was probably well over 500 to 1,000 of these things originally. As railroads grew up, technology kind of made this obsolete. With computers and GPS systems, cabooses really aren't needed. Plus the railroad, because of all that, kind of cut back on the railroad crews. When the New York Central went to the Penn Central is pretty much when they stopped using this particular caboose, and that would have been the late 60s.
After it ended service on the railroad, it was bought by a private individual and put over on Erie Boulevard as a hot dog stand. So they modified it to do that, and then it turned into a dress shop for a while. And one of our members bought it and donated it to the club. It had been partially restored, but not really authentically. So this is the first recreation of what the original one looked like. We actually found blueprints for how when this was made, and we used those blueprints in rebuilding this to the specs originally. There are cushions that we have to make. There's desks that get put in there, tables. There's a little bathroom. There'll be a sink when we find some of these artifacts that we have to look far and wide for, but we want to get it back to what it looks like.
That's John Lytle, a volunteer with the CNY chapter of New York Railway Society. We also heard from First Vice President Philip Edwards. They're seeking photos, documents, and stories from anyone who has a connection to the caboose during its storied history. The club hopes to complete the restoration in time for the model train show in November. The caboose is at the historic train exhibit behind the Horticulture Building. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.